The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Have you ever had somebody slip you a phone number or write their phone number down for you in like a weird place on a weird thing? 312-946-4995 or just a weird way to give you their number. And I bring this up at Windy City Smokeout. One of our coworkers got a guy's number slipped to her, but in probably the weirdest place I've ever seen. Now, not a bad move if it's like her thing, but this was a firefighter who gave her a calendar where he was one of the months posing in it and then wrote his number on the month that he was in. And, I mean, listen, if I looked like that dude, I probably would have done the same thing, to be honest. No shade on that. But I've never seen that before. I've never seen, like, handed her a full calendar with his number in it. And I was like, damn, that's a move. That's a choice. 312-946-4995. I don't want to call him out or nothing because, honestly, I don't know if it's a bad move or not. But 312-946-4995. What's the weirdest way someone gave you their phone number? Like, maybe they, I don't know, wrote it on a memorial sheet at a funeral or something and slipped it to you. 312-946-4995. Have you ever had somebody just write their phone number down on something really weird? Or maybe they figured out a weird way to get their number to you? I don't know. There's a lot of ways with AI now. Did you get a phone number in a creative way? Or a unique way, I should say?
Yes. Yeah, so I scuba dive, and I'm underwater with a group of people. And the guide had written down his phone number on this board that you can dry erase, and then took my camera and then took a picture of it and gave it back to me so I would have his phone number.
Now, does that get points for creativity?
I would say I've never gotten a phone number that way before. Right. I mean, 60 feet underwater.
Did it work? Did you call him?
I did, yes.
Oh, well, all right, then it worked. There you go. All right, I like that. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. That's interesting. Hey, Brian, what do you got for me?
Quite a while ago, but I was at my son's Little League game one time, and I went to the concession stand, and I ordered some hot dogs, and when I got back to my seat, I opened up my hot dog, and inside the bun was this folded up piece of paper, and the girl that was working the concessions put her number in my
wiener.
Yeah, in place of the wiener.
Instead of the wiener.
Instead of the wiener, yeah.
You're like, but I'm still hungry. Ellen, was there a unique way that someone gave you their number or you gave them?
Well, I don't know if it was unique, but it was kind of creepy. One guy gave me his number on an obituary. And
what?
I don't know why. Yeah. We were at a funeral, and he was like, here, take this. And I was like, no, I'll get an obituary later. He's like, no, this one is special. And I open it up. He's like, call me. It's like, really, dude, an obituary?
Wow.
And then one guy.
Did he just watch Wedding Crashers or something? And so
know, right? And one guy gave me his number on the orange. He was like, I really want this orange, but I want to get to know you better here. And I was like, dude, I could have just put your number in my phone.
He wrote it on fruit?
He wrote it on a fruit.
On an orange, huh? What's the most romantic fruit? Probably strawberry, right?
I think so, but that would be even tougher to get a number
that would be
on,
tough
right?
to write on. That's true. I guess you got to consider those things.